We're going to talk now to Dr. Otto Babuna. He's a follower of a very, very famous, prominent Turkish Islamic creationist called Mr. Adnan Oktar, who's probably best, I think he's best known as, I'm just trying to think of his, Harun Yaha. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm sure Dr. Otto Babuna will put me right, who has been described as the loudest voice in the debate over evolution in the Islamic world. He's been described, this is Adnan Oktar, the global leader of Muslim creationism, who refuses Darwin's theories in the name of Allah. We're talking to Dr. Oktar Babuna. He was born in Istanbul in Turkey. He's a medical doctor and practicing neurosurgeon. He's lectured all over the world, more than 1,000 conferences on the fact of creation and on Islam. Welcome to you from Turkey, Dr. Babuna.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure and honor for me to be with you.
Now, I think before we start our discussion, define creationism as you see it.
Yes, as you stated, Mr. Harun Yahya, whose real name is Mr. Adnan Oktar, is the author of more than 300 books, a Muslim scholar from Turkey, and he attaches much importance to Darwinism. The reason is, Darwinism has been the ideological foundation of the many ideologies, pervert ideologies of the 20th century. And it has been the source of bloodshed, the wars, and the source of communism, fascism, racism, anarchism, and terrorism. That's the reason why Darwinism is a very important scientific reputation of Darwinism.
Surely, hang on. Surely you can't blame fascism and communism on Darwin.
Well, I'll give you evidences. For example, I can give you this evidence.
Okay.
Adolf Hitler, he has a book. The name of this book is Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf means my fight, my struggle. And he got the struggle concept from Charles Darwin. If you read his book, it is a psychotic book. But if you read his book, you come across many times the same concept of Darwinism. That is an accepted physical scientific theory proven with scientific evidence. It tells us. The beginning of the universe is 15 billion years. So, and according to the Quran, there is no age of the earth and universe is given, but we agree with the scientific evidence. The beginning of the universe, age of the universe is 15 billion years old.
Okay, can we come back to my first question about creationism? How do you define creationism?
Well, we look at the scientific evidence, purely scientific, objectively. We look at the fossils. You know, fossils are the remnants of the living beings which lived in the past. And if you look at the fossil evidence, we see that species appear abruptly, complete, and perfectly formed. There are 350 million fossils, which tells us that there is no transition between species. And then we look at the molecular biology and genetics. We look at the emergence of the proteins, and we check if a single protein, proteins are the building blocks of the living things, could emerge by chance, as the evolution claims, is impossible. So that tells us, because for a single protein, other proteins, enzymes are required. They must exist for a single protein to be produced. DNA must exist. The energy power stations of the organelles of the cell must exist. A complete living cell must exist to produce a protein. So a protein cannot emerge by chance, defeats Darwinism completely. That means scientific evidence tells us that there is a creator with infinite power and wisdom. And we call that God, Allah. Allah, God is the creator of all the living things. This is a scientific evidence from genetics, molecular biology, paleontology, comparative anatomy. All tells us the harmony and organization in the universe tells us, delicate harmony and organization in the universe tells us there is a creator. And this is a scientific fact. That means science is anti-atheist, science is anti-Darwinist, and science is anti-materialist.
Now, then, are your views on creation the same as intelligent design, or are there differences?
Well, first of all, no believer would ever say there is intelligent design instead of God created. Because we ask, who is the owner of this intelligence? And, of course, there is an owner of this intelligence, and that is God. intelligent design and intelligent power refer to God created. Who else apart from God could expressions like intelligent design or an intelligent power refer to? Of course, God is the creator of everything. So, but there is a problem with the description of intelligent design. Sometimes if you ask these people, who's the owner of the intelligent design, they say, we don't know. It might be some aliens, for example. But that doesn't make any sense. Of course, the creator has infinite power, infinite wisdom, and the owner of this intelligence is God. So no believer would say there is intelligent design instead of God created.
Okay. Now, where does the Quran come into all this with creationism?
But according to Quran, in the Quran, Allah says in the Quran that Allah created everything with his word be. I will tell you a verse, recite a verse from the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. Allah said, Allah is the originator of the heavens and earth. Originator means created out of nothingness. And Allah goes on in the verse, if Allah decides on something, he just says to it, be, and there it is. And if you look at the scientific evidence, we see the universe, the time, matter, and space was created through Big Bang out of nothingness, all of a sudden, 15 million years ago. Then look at the scientific evidence of the creation of the living things, which are the fossils. And if we look at the fossil evidence, we see that there are 350 million fossils. We see that species appear abruptly complete and perfectly formed, one by one, with an order, of course. And that tells us Allah created the living things also all of a sudden. There are no transitions, no evolution between the species. So Allah created everything out of nothingness, which is worthy, because he has infinite power, wisdom, and artistry.
Now, a lot of people would disagree with you. Somebody asked, a listener says, do you respect people who teach the theory of evolution?
Well, I told you, there is a problem with the Darwinism. Because Darwinism is the foundation of communism, racism.
But you're not, Dr. Babuna, you're not answering the question. Do you respect people who teach the theory of evolution?
I don't respect Darwinism because Darwinism has something intellectuals struggled against with. So I agree with that Darwinism should be taught in the schools. But it also should be taught in the schools, the scientific evidences which refute Darwinism. If you teach Darwinism one-sided, that automatically leads to violence and the terror, because Darwin legitimized violence by claiming that humans are in essence animals struggling for survival. And if you put in the subconscious mind of the people these ideas, struggle for survival, survival of the fittest, and the conflict is the cause of the progress, and there is no creator that you are responsible to, that automatically leads to violence and the terror. But there is no violence and terror in religions, in the three divine religions. In Islam, there is compassion, mercy, love, tolerance, justice, democracy, freedom of thought. But Darwinism, which denies the existence of a creator and worships chance as a creator, actually, it's a pagan religion because it goes back to the time of the Sumerians and the Pharaoh of Egypt, not to Charles Darwin, but before that. Sumerians and the Pharaoh of Egypt said the same thing. Pharaoh of Egypt said, the living things emerge out of the mud of the Nile River through evolution, he said. So it's an old pagan religion. It automatically leads to violence and the terror. That is the reason why we have to do scientific struggle against, to refute Darwinism. Darwinism is not science. So Darwinism should be taught in the schools, but also the scientific evidence which refute Darwinism, which are the impossibility of the emergence of the proteins by chance, and the fossil evidence, 350 million fossils, which refute Darwinism, should also be taught in the schools. Not only that, communism should be taught in the schools, fascism should be taught in the schools, Satanism, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism should be taught in the schools. So people have a very broad very broad culture and knowledge. So they can decide what to do and what to believe. And if you teach the scientific evidences which refute Darwinism, nobody would believe in this chance nonsense in the Darwinism.
Well, a lot of people do, and a lot of scientists do. And here in South Africa, of course, we have the most brilliant fossil record, which shows changing species.
No, let me define what transitional forms means, actually. It is claimed by Darwinists that species evolve to other species by successive minus variations. But this is what Charles Darwin said in his book, actually. Successive minus variations over billions of years. If these species evolved other species, if evolution be a fact, then evolutionists have to show us these successive minor changes in the fossilized examples. And they have to show us half fish, half reptile, half bird fossils. And these imagine in pathological asymmetrical forms. And these pathological and asymmetrical transitions, imaginary forms, are called transitional forms. And of course, if there are no transitional forms, of course, that means no evolution. And Charles Darwin said, the only evidence of evolution could be found in the fossil record, okay? And now I'm going to read a quote from Charles Darwin. This is what Charles Darwin wrote in his book, Origin of Species. So this is what Charles Darwin said. He said, why if species have descended from other species by insensibly fine gradations, do we not everywhere see innumerable transitional forms? So he said, if evolution be a fact, why don't we see any transitional forms? And he goes on. Why is not all nature in confusion instead of the species being, as we see them, well-defined? But he goes on. But as by this theory, innumerable transitional forms must have existed. He says, must have existed. Why do we not find them embedded in countless numbers in the crust of the earth? He says, there are no transitional forms. Who says that? Charles Darwin says that. And I'm going to read another quote from Charles Darwin.
That was nearly 200 years ago when he said that. Things have changed.
Okay, there were a lot of fossils at this time. Now I'm going to read another quote from the most famous paleontologist of our day. His name is Niles Eldridge from the United States. He's also a museum curator from the United States and a very prominent paleontologist. Paleontologist means fossil scientist of the world, and he's Darwinist.
Yeah, we have some of the most famous and respected paleontologists in the world working here in South Africa.
Okay, but let me read that, because it is very important. If a Darwinist paleontologist says there are no transitional forms, that is very meaningful, because he's a Darwinist. Let me read this. Niles Eldridge says, the record jumps. The fossil record jumps. Jumps means there are no transition between species. And all the evidence shows that the record is real. The gaps we see reflect real events in life history, not the artifact of a poor fossil record. So that means there are 350 million fossils, but there are no transitions, pathological, asymmetrical forms, scientifically. We don't have any, not even one. And the fact is also, I'm going to give another evidence from genetics and molecular biology. DNA is the code, as you know, for the living things. And the genes control the features of the living things. There is no mechanism, including mutation, there is no mechanism which can add new genetic information to the DNA. It is impossible. No chance can do it. No natural event can do it. It is impossible. The only mechanism created by God is replication of the DNA, copying. So the DNA is the same at the first sample of the species and the same at the living samples. How do we know that? We know this from the fossil evidence. If you check the fossils, which are 100 million years old, 500 million years old, with today's samples, you see there is no change, no change at all, not even a millimetric change. That means no evolution. And in fact, Mr. Adnan Oktar pays $7 million American dollars, or five million British pounds, $7 million American dollars, who bring a single transitional form. And he declared this to the world media 4 years ago, and nobody has appeared. You know what? He changed his offer. He said, okay, if you can't bring the picture of a fossil, a single picture, then I will pay still the same money in cash, $7 million. Nobody has appeared because there is no transitional form. They have to be pathological, asymmetrical, with incomplete organs, and shows the transition between species. But this is impossible scientifically and logically, because any transition from an organ to another organ system makes it dysfunctional, and no animal, no living being can survive with these changes, mutations. It is impossible. We know this from observations and experiments. So science falsifies the claims of Darwinism.
Yes, somebody, I have an SMS here, a message saying that Darwinism is just another religion.
It is. It is a false religion, actually. It's a pagan religion, because it goes back to the time of the Sumerians and the Pharaoh of Egypt and ancient Greece. So they believe the same thing. Farah Ulvi Egypt, as I said the same thing. He said, living things emerge by chance, he said, out of the mud of the Nile River. And some people still believe the same thing, this false religion in the 21st century. However, scientific evidence is we have the electron microscopes today, and we know the knowledge of the genetics today. We know genetically the complexity of life and the information in the living things could only be created by God, and there is no mechanism which can change the DNA of the living things and add new genetic information, which could add new proteins, new organs, or the evolved species, the changed species from species to other species. There is no such mechanism. We know this today scientifically and definitely. So, of course, that means also God did not create through evolution. There is a creator, and that is with infinite power and wisdom, the God. And God did not create through evolution. God created all of a sudden with his word, with his infinite power.
What would you say to people who you know, I have a problem. I think if somebody believes in God and evolution is a fact or not, you say not, why is it not possible that evolution was part of that grand design, part of God's work?
Well, we know this from the scientific evidence. First of all, the only evidence from the evolution could be from the fossil evidence. And the fossil tells us species appear all of a sudden. I will give you another actually very powerful evidence from Stephen Jay Gould. He is another very prominent paleontologist and Darwinist of the 20th century, Harvard paleontologist. He defends Darwinism, but he says the fossils have two features. Stasis means they do not change during their tenure on the Earth. And sudden appearance, he said. They appear all of a sudden. So that means no evolution, of course, creation by God. So if scientific evidence tells us there is no evolution, we have to accept that. And the second, of course, accurate data, most importantly, comes, I refer to the Quran. In the Quran, there is nothing about evolution. Actually, there is evidences in the Quran, sudden creation in the Quran. Many are evidences. For example, there are angels and jinn. They are created through evolution, of course not. And another evidence from the Quran is that Moses throws his staff on the ground and it transforms into a living snake. It is through evolution, of course not. So there is evidences of sudden creation in the Quran, and according to the Bible and according to Torah also. So evolution is not science. Of course, if God would create through evolution, we would accept that. And I would be defender of evolution, creation through evolution. But we do not have any fossil evidence. So why would I believe something which there is no scientific evidence? And scientific evidence is refuted, actually.
Apparently, one of the listeners has said that transitional fossils have recently been found in the Gobi Desert, scales of small reptiles which have become the feathers of birds.
Well, this is what it is, actually. Transitions, according to Darwinism, these transitional forms would appear through mechanisms like natural selection and mutation, through two imaginary mechanisms. But as I stated, the DNA has complexity beyond imagination. And no chance event, nothing can add new genetic information. And in fact, Darwinists have done the experiments of this for more than 60 years. They irradiated the bacteria and the flies in the laboratories to see if there is any beneficial mutation which can add new genetic information.
Can I ask a question? But what about breeders of cattle and horses who've changed DNA and who've taken lesser horses and made them into superior racehorses and cattle breeding? I mean, there's been a lot of tinkering with genetic information there. It can be done.
Okay, good question, actually, because Charles Darwin believes that he went to animal breeders and he saw that animal breeders, and through the cow mating, they got the cows which could produce more milk.
Yes.
And he thought if you do it too many times, then you get new species. But no, the answer comes from the genetics. It is impossible because this is called variation. It's a well-known fact in the genetics. It's called variation. Variation means different combination of the already existing genetic information. That means the genetic information exists from the first couple of the species. And if you combine them in different ways, in alternative faiths, you get variation within the species. For example, they have, as you said, smaller horses, larger horses, or smaller dachs, larger dachs, German Shepherd, for example, Danova, or other examples of the dachs. But they are dachs, and they are horses. So you cannot transform species to other species because there is a limit to the alternative combination of the genetic information, and there is no new genetic information. So you cannot transform species to other species because you cannot add, this is a rule from genetics, you cannot add new genetic information. There is no such thing. And the genetic engineering that you're talking about is a field of science. Of course, you can take some genetic information from one living being and transform into another living being, but this is not evolution because there is a controlled intervention of the scientist. And the genetic information, the gene is created in a living being, and you take this and transform to another living being is not evolution. Evolution's claim is the genetic information emerged by chance. But I stated at the very beginning, even a single protein to emerge by chance is impossible since it requires other proteins. That is the most fatal blow to the Darwinism. It finishes Darwinism before even beginning.
So how, Nick wants to know, how old then is the human race?
Human race, look at the fossil record. According to Darwinists, Australopithecus and Homo habilis, they said were the ancestors of the human beings. But science has shown us the comparison that Australopithecus and Homo habilis are apes, and Homo erectus and Homo sapiens are living beings. Now, this is stated by paleoanthropologists, Darwinist paleoanthropologists such as Tim White and Donald Johansson and Bernard Wood, for example. They made descriptions in the skull of Australopithecus and the way their face look, and they have long arms and short legs and stoop forward walking. Humans have larger cranial volumes. The face is very different. And proportional arms and legs, and they walk upright.
And how old is it? But the question was, how old is the human race?
Okay. Now, they found footprints, Laetoli footprints.
I've seen them. Yes.
Yeah, okay. These are 3.5 million years old. And they say this is exactly the same of the footprints, for example, like people walk in the Florida beach or in Miami beach, they say. Darwinists say that. And also they found at the same layer, Old Wyatt-George region, this is again a region in the Africa, they found in the same layer, Australopithecus, Homo erectus, Homo habilis, and a stone hut, 1.7 million years old. So that means, of course, Australopithecus, Homo habilis, and Homo sapiens, they lived at the same time. They found the same layer. That's a scientific fact. I will give a very powerful evidence now. The Human Genome Project and Chimpanzee Genome Project is being finished. And the similarity has been shown less than, that was published in the Nature magazine, less than 96%. So that means the difference is at least 4%. 4% difference is 120 million letters in the DNA, because DNA consists of 3.2 billion letters. This is a huge difference. It is impossible for a DNA to change another DNA through 120 million letters by chance. There is no such mechanism. It is a fatal. Any change in the genes is fatal to the living beings. We know there are more than 4,500 genetic diseases in the human beings, which are fatal to the human beings. And also, a very important difference is apes are living apes are wild animals. They live in the forest. They jump from trees to trees since millions of years. And they mate, they eat, they mate, and then they die. Humans are living beings which can judge, conscious, they can speak, they can make civilizations, they can take the electron microscope, and they research on their own bodies. The reason is humans have souls, and this is stated in the Quran, in the Bible, also in the Torah.
Well, thank you. Very controversial views, I think, for some people. That's Dr. Okta Babuna. And next week, Takisa's going to try and get on the program, one of our very world famous people we've heard of, paleontologists, so that they can put their side of the evolution story. But interesting, I think you'll agree. Some people say rhetoric and propaganda, other people saying, yes, he's hit the nail on the head.